Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. All right, You Better You Bet here on this Thursday, final hour, power hour. Nick Costos, the crew, and you on the BetMGM Network. The power hour, the final hour of the show, presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola joins the show. Rob will give us his best bets for week 11 in the NFL. Can't wait for that. Rob and I were texting about the Packers-Giants game. Rob will have a take on that game. He will share it with everybody coming up in 20 minutes. And 40 minutes from now, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for the Jets and the Patriots in New England on Thursday Night Football. And we will be taking your submissions as well. Type them in YouTube, type them in Twitch. Your best bet for the Patriots and the Jets. You can tweet us as well, at the Costos, at You Better You Bet. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses at the end of the show. And Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. Because we spent 10 minutes with the Joey Kanish audio. Jake, can we hear it one more time, please? Joey Kanish from last hour here on You Better You Bet.
Oh,
it is exceptional. We have not gotten to basketball yet. And I'm going to talk about Purdue and Alabama in a little bit. It is the best game of the college basketball season. Absolutely can't wait for it. We'll get to it later this segment. But I don't know if I'm using this term correctly to the younger people on the crew, which is everyone except for Bill, who is old as bleep. Scary hours. I think I'm using this correctly. The Oklahoma City Thunder, the way they're playing, this is scary hours for the rest of the NBA. They are ridiculous. And I know that you know, like our listeners and viewers, like we have a smart audience. Like whether you are a novice better, whether you are an experienced better, we're all big sports fans. Right, I would love to meet the person that loves this show that doesn't love sports the way that we collectively love sports. So I know that you all know this to a degree. Like, we all know that the Oklahoma City Thunder kick ass. That the Oklahoma City Thunder, during games, they rough you up. They beat you down. And at the end of the game, sometimes you sound like this.
Oh,
but I don't think the majority of people, and maybe if you listen or watch the show, like I talk about it a lot, but I don't feel like people are really there yet. And we should be. As to this potentially being a historic regular season for Oklahoma City. The Thunder last night against the Lakers, and I know Femi bet the Lakers. I tuned into BetMGM tonight at the beginning of the show. Femi's giving his bets out. Femi bet the Lakers. I bet the Lakers also. This was, you knew that this was done very, very early. OKC's up on Luka Doncic and the Lakers. And this is not that the Lakers had to win the game. OKC was a big favorite. It's not that surprising that they covered. But the way it happens is ridiculous. 70-38 at halftime. Shea, 30 points and 9 assists in 3 quarters. Doesn't even need to play in the 4th quarter. Lakers head coach J.J. Redick says Shea is a killer. Yes, he is. The Thunder are now 12-1. The only game they lost was on the road in Portland, missing like 4 players, including J-Dub and others, on the second half of a back-to-back, on the road, in the Pacific Northwest, and led in the 4th quarter. That's the only game they've lost, was that game. 12-1. No J-Dub. I've been saying, consistently, the Thunder are going to win 70 games. I'm willing to take this a step further. And you can tweet me if you think I'm wrong. You can type it in the chat. I might be wrong. And maybe I'm being hyperbolic here and I'm being dramatic and I'm prisoner of the moment. I really, sincerely don't think that I am. And there's a way that it doesn't happen. Like the way it happens is if Shea gets hurt. Or like Chet Holmgren gets hurt. There are ways that the Thunder don't win 70 games. Of course. It's injuries. That's how it happens. If they're healthy, are they going to go 74-8? Are they going to best what the Warriors did in 15-16 when Golden State bested what the Bulls did in 95-96 when Chicago went 72-10? Then the Warriors went 73-9. I don't think it's crazy to suggest, since like, and I'm being sincere, like this is not like hot take for clicks. I mean this, and I put my money where my mouth is. I think they could go 74-8, provided that the team stays healthy. When we talked about this a couple weeks ago, in conjunction with the Nets possibly losing 70 games, they are... I saw one of those charts. I don't even understand how to read these charts. It's like all the logos on like a graph. Like my head hurts. Like I feel like I'm like back in junior year of high school. But the Nets, and it was a defensive chart, and my apologies, I don't remember who posted it. It might have been like, whatever, it doesn't matter. The Nets logo is all by itself. The implication being that the Nets defense is not just the worst in the league. It's the worst in the league by like orders of magnitude. Nets lose 70, Thunder win 70. And we saw that in 15-16, the Sixers lost 70 games and the Warriors won. I think we get it again this year. Oklahoma City's adjusted win total at MGM is 65.5. Remember, we talked about this at 63.5, maybe like 2 weeks ago. Now it's 65.5. Again, they're 12-1. J-Dub hasn't played a single game. How are they? They won 68 last year. Like, health is the way it doesn't happen. So if you click that button, like, the responsibility you assume is if Che gets hurt, like, you're going to lose. Like, that's what's going to happen. If Chet gets hurt, you're going to lose. If J-Dub doesn't play, do it. If J-Dub didn't play, they've won 12-1 without him. But, you know, health, I think they get there. I think this is going to be a historic season. And unlike 15-16 for the Golden State Warriors against LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, and the Cavs, I think that the Thunder are going to repeat and feel pretty strongly about that. We have some breaking news in the NFL that I've got to touch on here. If we don't get to Nikola Jokic, just know that I know he was awesome last night. 55-12-6. Ty Lue said after the game, we wanted Nikola to score tonight and not pass. Mission accomplished, scored 55. So here are like the NBA takes very quickly here. It's like NBA in 30 seconds with Nick Costos. Jalen Brunson hurt for the Knicks, but right ankle sprain. We touched on it last hour. They're going to be evaluating him daily. Maybe not going to be out for a long time. Best case scenario for the Knicks in a loss last night. Paolo Banchero scheduled for an MRI today. No results yet for a groin strain. So Orlando wins last night, gets to 6-6. Banchero only plays 4 minutes. And that sucks for Orlando because you feel like they're about to start rolling here. The defense is a lot better recently than it had been at the start of the year. And now Banchero may miss time. As soon as we find out what that is, we'll bring it to you here on the show. The Clippers might be done. Bradley Beal's out for the season. They're at 3-8. They seem completely lost. Kuminga and Pods didn't play last night really for Golden State, but the Warriors beat the Spurs, and Curry hits a couple of those threes over Wemby, and it feels like the gold medal game. And I think the Houston Rockets might be the third best team in the West behind Denver and Oklahoma City. And that was like 60 seconds in the NBA with me, Nick Costos. You're welcome. You better you bet on this Thursday. We'll get to Alabama and Purdue in a moment, but the breaking news in the NFL, Brock Purdy is going to start this Sunday for the San Francisco 49ers on the road at the Arizona Cardinals. And this has been expected for a couple days, and I'm just going to take a mosey on over to BetMGM and just see where we're at here. So we are now, it's a juice 3 towards Arizona. That's basically where we've been hanging out for a couple hours here. So if you can find a 2.5 on San Francisco, 2.5, you might want to do so. Purdy is going to start on Sunday. And maybe this represents an opportunity for you, the listener or viewer, to bet on the Arizona Cardinals. Now, I never bought, and I've been consistent on the show saying this, and we talked about it after Mac Jones led the Niners to that win that knocked us out of Survivor that Thursday night against the Rams, where is there a quarterback controversy in San Francisco? Like, no. Like, there's not. They just paid Brock Purdy. And, like, Mac Jones has been really good. This is not an anti-Mac Jones thing. Like, Brock Purdy's better than Mac Jones. Like, he is. I don't even understand, like, an argument to the contrary. Well, it's like, well, Mac Jones runs Kyle Shanahan's offense well. Also, like, Brock Purdy, like, took Mahomes to overtime in the Super Bowl in Kyle Shanahan's offense. That's pretty good. So it's a big deal for Purdy to be back. And we think Ricky Pearsall might play as well. Niners offense could be cooking here moving forward this season. And the Niners schedule is very easy. And I'm going to bring it up here. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people like San Francisco coming into the year. So San Francisco's schedule rest of season. So favored at Arizona this week, again, and Jacoby Brissett starting. Home against Bryce Young. At the Browns, bye. Home Titans. And it gets tough the final three games. At the Colts, home Bears. And that game in week 17, Bears-Niners. Like, that could decide the seventh and final playoff team in the NFC. And then they host Seattle, in the regular season finale. So the schedule lines up for San Francisco. And the Niners at BetMGM are minus 325 to make the playoffs. The Bears are plus 140 to make it. And I can't wait to see how I'm wrong here. And I guess how I'm wrong is that they score a ton of points and the competition's not as good. The Niners' defense is an absolute dumpster fire train wreck, and it's not even their fault. And they know it. And I'm going to tell you how I know that they know it in a second. But, like, Nick Bosa's out for the year. Fred Warner's out for the year. Like, all the good players are injured. And how you know that they know that they're screwed is they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. Like, if they really felt like Trey Hendrickson could push them over the top to win the Super Bowl, they probably would have traded for Trey Hendrickson if they felt like they could win. They know they can't win. Like, I'm saying it. I'm not a hater. If you put Bosa and Warner there, we can have a different conversation. The Niners can't win. They cannot win the Super Bowl. Zero. The defense is not good enough. And I think it might not be good enough to get them into the playoffs. I'll take the Bears over the Niners 1-for-1, and I'd rather bet the plus money with Chicago. And I have a bet on the Bears from before the season already. I'm not looking to bet it again. I'm just saying, I'm so concerned about the Niners' defense that I would rather take Chicago with a tougher schedule and with a worse coach and quarterback right now, things can change, than take the San Francisco 49ers. And as far as this game is concerned, the number's going to be 3. I think I'd only bet Arizona, and I'm not 100% there yet. I reserve the right to change my mind. That feels like Arizona or nothing. Then I mean, I've lost so much money betting Arizona this year, so maybe I should just stop. So Brock Purdy will be back this weekend for the Niners. Rob Pezzola joins us next segment, his best bets for week 11 in the NFL. But now, a few minutes on college basketball. Season's been incredible. We talk about it like every day on the show, how exciting it is and how great the rest of it's going to be. Tonight, unequivocally, the best game thus far in the college basketball season. As number 8 Alabama, off a rousing and stirring win at Madison Square Garden against Rick Pitino and St. John's on Saturday. Alabama, and I'm just going to bring the market up here just to see if we've moved it all at MGM. Okay, we're the same. Alabama, a 3.5-point home favorite. The total is 172.5. The 3.5 is juiced towards Purdue, so we may come down to 3. Trey Kaufman Wren is going to make his season debut in this game for Purdue. Whenever I see Wren, I think of Kylo Wren and I get mad because I thought that character was really stupid. And those Star Wars movies all sucked. Anyway, Trey Kaufman Wren's going to play for Purdue. And I'll do my best Cam Neely impersonation as Seabass and Dumb and Dumber. I'll paraphrase. Give me the Boilermakers in this game. Bama, obviously, the athleticism is through the roof, and the way that they play with Nate Oates and his awesome sports coats, up and down, high-flying, tons of points. I worry about Bama in a spot like this against a backcourt as seasoned and experienced and mature as what Purdue is going to throw out there with Fletcher Lawyer and obviously like National Player of the Year contender Braden Smith. I think that Purdue is not going to be able like to slow it. Like Bama's going to play up-tempo, obviously. But I feel good enough about Purdue, being able to control the tempo of the game to a degree and their ability to score the basketball at 3.5. It's a bet on the Boilermakers, and I'll back it up with a Purdue money line wager as well tonight on the road at Alabama. On the other side, pro sports bettor Rob Pezzola, his best bets for week 11 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
We're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
20 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for the Jets and the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. But joining us now, as he does every Thursday, we love having him on the show, been coming on for years, pro sports bettor, founder of the Hammer Betting Network, which features, among other luminaries. Like, listen, I love Jeff Feinberg. I'm a big Jeff Feinberg guy, but Jeff can't hold a candle. Clive Bixby, I love Clive. No one holds a candle to my fellow Greek, G-Stack George. Just the absolute best. Rob is the founder of The Hammer. Their NFL content is Forward Progress. You can find it on YouTube, and you can search Forward Progress wherever you find your podcast. BetStamp as well, on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing great. Had a great week in the NFL. I shared with you my prophetic dream last week of all the Dolphins swimming up next to the boat, and Dolphins win 30-13. So I'm just waiting to have another one of those dreams, Nick. I don't know that I'm going to get one of those again. But yeah, what a week. I'm riding high right now.
Well, that was a great dream. Can I interest you in a nightmare? We had one of your pals, and I called him. I said you were his boss. Joey Kanish was on the show last hour. He's on with us every Thursday. And he was like, Pizzola's not my boss. And I said, well, like, I'm pretty sure he is. And this is unedited. This happened on our airwaves. Joey Kanish made this noise last hour on You Better You Bet.
Oh.
Your thoughts?
That sounded like when I called him on Thanksgiving last year to do a show, and he was getting out of bed at 9 a.m., completely forgot he had a hit. I think he made the exact same sound and then proceeded to say, take Lions everywhere, full game, first half, first quarter. And they... he was so unprepared, caught off guard.
Just Lions. Jake, one more time with the sounder, please, for Rob.
Oh.
Just like followed by just like Lions everywhere. Oh man, that is sensational. Lions did not cover. That was that's the Matt Eberflus got fired game because at the end Lions won 23-20. Okay. Let's hit games this week in the NFL, and Rob, you know what, let's start with my favorite team. The Giants, as opposed to my other favorite football team. I feel like a lot of people like the Giants, and I'm just a little kind of don't understand why. Betting market right now at MGM, Packers 7, total 42.5. How do you want to bet this game? Jameis Winston starting for Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't understand the Giants' love personally. I get you might be excited about Jameis being an upgrade over Russ, but he's a downgrade from Jackson Dart. He also turns the ball over like at least twice every single game. It's not Russ, I'll give you that. But at some point, the Giants got to make a stop defensively, and they cannot do that right now. I mean, they're multiple defensive linemen not practicing, Bobby Okereke not practicing, their secondary's in shambles. Like, this is a great spot for Green Bay to get it going offensively again. Forget what you saw against the Eagles. That's the Eagles' defense, much different personnel. Green Bay can run the ball. A lot of their run concepts will work against the Giants. Giants also play a ton of man and one high. That's where Green Bay's generated explosives so far this year. So, listen, is this the buy spot? I think there's value in Green Bay at the current number. I wonder if there'll be another wave of Giants money because everyone seems to be down on the Packers right now. But the Giants are a couple weeks removed from getting blown out at home by a 49ers team that has no defense whatsoever. I don't think that's just suddenly going to change because Jameis is starting. So I like the Packers in this game, Nick.
Just give me like 10 seconds on this just so we can get to everything else. Where do you think this game's going to close?
I struggle with these ones because you know, we don't have a large sample on Jameis in recent years. I do think seven is probably the I think you go either side of seven, and there's going to be some interest by a sharp bettor on that. So I think seven is probably your closer.
All right, appreciate the perspective there. Let's go to the Bills and the Bucks in Buffalo, Rob. Buffalo off the prophetic dream, lose to the Dolphins. Bucks off the loss to the Pats. Buffalo 5.5, 47.5 the total.
Yeah, two teams I've been fading for the most part recently, but I actually like Buffalo in this game. I think the Bucks are incredibly overvalued because the market hasn't fully priced in that Baker Mayfield is very obviously hurt. I mean, he hasn't looked right for a month. We know he has an oblique injury. He hasn't scrambled once in his last three games after 17 scrambles in the six games before that. That lack of mobility completely strips away like all the off-script playmaking that was making them very successful early on in the year. Now, weather is a concern. It's going to be a windy game. We've seen Josh Allen not have problems with these types of windy games. He's one of the few quarterbacks that could still throw in these types of temperatures and with this amount of wind. Ultimately, I'm just fading Tampa Bay until they start getting priced on what they have been recently instead of what they were at the beginning of the year. And I think there's been an immense drop off in their offense. So I think Buffalo's the play here.
And we remember that Bills-Patriots win game Monday night, Mac Jones rookie year, and Josh Allen was still, that was like the Sean McDermott brain dead game of all time, but Josh Allen was slinging it through the wind in that particular game. Vikings and the Bears, Rob, rematch of week one when J.J. McCarthy had the electric fourth quarter, led the Vikings to win. Minnesota now, 2.5 is the number, 2.5 juice towards the Vikings against Caleb Williams and the Bears, 48.5 the total.
Yeah, so I like Minnesota here. I would not go nuts with this because the challenge is J.J. McCarthy's throwing hand, and he banged it on a helmet last week. You know, had his pockets, hands in pockets yesterday when talking to the press. So there's something you have to bake in here, potentially. But I just don't believe in this Bears team. I mean, defensively, they're thin at corner. T.J. Edwards is going to miss in the middle again. They've just been feasting off of turnovers. They're living off of them right now, and there's one thing that I like to fade late on in the year. It's teams that are getting lucky on a down turnover type of basis. Chicago can scheme some things with Ben Johnson. They're very good at explosive runs. They have some good concepts that might give Minnesota a little bit of stress. But ultimately, this is a huge matchup, a big step up from what Caleb Williams has seen over the last 2 months. Like, look at the pass defenses he has faced. This is a huge step up here with a coordinator that can cause some confusion. I like Minnesota in this game. I'd go a little bit lighter because of McCarthy's hand, but regardless, I've played them.
Pro Sports Bettor Rob Pezzola on the show. You better you bet on a Thursday. On Twitter, Rob is at Rob Pezzola. Rob, Falcons and the Panthers played in week three. Panthers surprisingly won that game 30-0. Falcons, a 3.5-point home favorite, total 42.5. It looks like we're headed down to 3, though.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I can't recommend the side at this point. I think 4 is kind of the cutoff where I'd play Carolina. I think the under is still a great angle in this game, though, because neither of these offenses is built to generate explosives. And the matchup really pushes both of these teams into like these run-heavy scripts. Carolina, they just can't create through the air. They have one wide receiver. Their quarterback really struggles to throw over the middle of the field. They don't separate. And they're just going to be reliant on running the ball in this game. They might have some success against the Falcons. The Falcons aren't a great run defense. But at the end of the day, you need some sort of passing offense when you have these totals, in the low 40s, at least to get them to the over. Same handicap for Atlanta. We already saw Michael Penix go up against this defense. Couldn't move the ball through the air. Threw a pick six in that game. Carolina's pass defense is legitimately good. Atlanta is going to lean on running the ball. So when you get two offenses that both want to run, both match up poorly in terms of generating explosive pass plays, I think that looks towards the under. So I like Carolina, Atlanta under here, Nick.
What about your team, Rob? The Dallas Cowboys against the... Well, what a great... From Eagles, Packers to Cowboys, Raiders. Dallas 3.5 on the road at the Raiders. This might go down to 3. The total is 50.5. This kind of feels a little low.
You know what? I can't believe I did this, but I clicked under in a Dallas Cowboys total. Dallas is going to come off the bye pretty healthy on defense. You look at potentially 4 or 5 new defensive starters for them this week. DeMarvian Overshown coming back from his ACL injury. But Quinnen Williams, as much as I'm not a big fan of what the Cowboys turned Micah Parsons into, he is a huge upgrade to the interior, and it comes against the perfect opponent because the Raiders' O-line is in terrible shape. Colton Miller's on IR. Dylan Parham left last week with an ankle injury. Jackson Powers Johnson's going to miss some time. That's three injured starters on an O-line that they have to be able to run the ball. That's their identity. If they don't, they don't move the ball through the air. Geno's that bad. They have no wide receiver weapons. And Quinnen Williams is going to make a huge impact in the running game here. I'm a little bit concerned about the other side, but the Raiders' defense is a little better than people give them credit for. The pass rush has been getting better. If you look at their defensive efficiency numbers, they're not all that bad. So I begrudgingly have, you know, I bet a lot of Dallas overs this year, but this is one where I came back on the under at 50.5.
All right, let's make sure we hit some of the biggest games here, Rob, as we enter the lightning round portion. The rest of the games, Rams and the Seahawks, huge game in L.A. 3 is the number at BetMGM, Rams 3 minus 110, 48.5 against Sam Darnold in Seattle.
So I think 3 is the right number. I don't think that there's much to do there. Davante Adams, I mean, going to play with an oblique injury. That would kind of push me towards Seattle a little bit. Ultimately, I think both these defenses are going to play a lot of too high and force some short passing. They don't want to get burned down the field. My lean would be towards the under, but I have not played anything in this game.
Lions and the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. Philly, a juiced 2.5, close to 3, 46.5 the total.
Yeah, kind of like the Eagles a little bit here, and this is just centered around Detroit being a really banged-up football team. They're just beat up everywhere. Both tackles have been struggling to practice every week. Defensive line playing through injuries. Secondary's very thin. I know the Eagles' offense leaves a lot to be desired here, but the type of defense that Detroit plays with a ton of man and a ton of one high, those are the exact type of coverages that Jalen Hurts tends to do really well against. So, small lean on the Eagles here. Again, not a game that I'm super enthused about, but I think Philly's the right side.
How do you feel about the Chiefs at the Broncos? KC in between 3.5 and 4 all week. Total of the game is 45. Obviously a massive game for the AFC West as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, a little disappointed that we didn't get a 3. I mean, maybe that was just too much hope that we would after Denver's Thursday night game. I wanted to bet KC in this game. They're fully healthy coming off the bye. They get their left tackle, Josh Simmons, back. There's no one of concern that is missing for the Chiefs in this game. Ultimately, though, I think the number is fine. As bad as Bo Nix has been, he's had a mild success against this Chiefs defense, and this Chiefs defense is not as good as it was in years past either. Tough game for me, Nick. I don't foresee myself betting anything in this game.
Lamar Jackson back at practice today, Rob, for the Baltimore Ravens. The Browns have been the preferred betting side this week, though, as the Ravens down to 7.5-point road favorites at Dylan Gabriel and the Browns. Maybe we see Shadur in this game. We'll see. Total 39.5.
This is an easy underclick, in my opinion. This is going to be an inclement weather game in the sense that there's going to be a ton of wind. I don't know that affects Cleveland so much. They can't really pass the ball anyways, but it'll let Baltimore play closer to the line of scrimmage. And for Baltimore, it's going to hurt their ability to generate explosives in the passing game. That's where Cleveland's susceptible. They give up explosive passes. That's not going to happen in 25, 30-mile-an-hour winds. So to me, this is an under game. Lamar's still not there yet. He doesn't look right since coming back. I mean, he's not using his legs as much as a runner. That's very important against Cleveland. So I like the under in this one.
Can Aaron Rodgers bounce back after the terrible performance on Sunday night? Pittsburgh 5.5 against Cincinnati, 49 the total.
Oh, absolutely, he can bounce back in this game. The Bengals' defense is putrid. I mean, not having Trey Hendrickson is enormous. They're already terrible without him. I think they're the worst defense in the entire league. So, of course, they can bounce back. I mean, they moved the ball on Cincy last time out. It's a lot of quick passing. That's where the Bengals really struggle. They can't tackle. Had this not been a game that is also affected by weather and potentially heavy winds, I probably would have actually looked to back Pittsburgh in this spot. Ultimately, can't quite get there because of the weather conditions, but I could see this being a game where the Steelers win comfortably.
Let's go full big-time lightning round to close here. Dolphins in Madrid, 2.5 against Marcus Mariota and the Commanders, 47.5 the total.
Yeah, had the Dolphins not like won their Super Bowl last week against Washington, I probably would play them here because Washington's defense is just so bad right now. Dan Quinn calling plays, not going to change anything. But I don't really love these types of spots. Miami's kind of at their peak in market right now. So nothing here. Just don't have a strong opinion.
C.J. Stroud out. Davis Mills starts for the Texans. This number down to 6. Texans minus 6 at Tennessee. 37 the total.
And now Jeffrey Simmons practicing, Calvin Ridley practicing, Arden Key practicing. But I just wonder, is it going to make a difference? I mean, Tennessee is so bad. They're at like a historically bad level. Does a bye week help them move the ball in the Texans' defense? It's such a bad matchup for them. I played some Tennessee early. I'm actually considering coming back in on Houston if we catch more Tennessee money in this game. So potentially a flippant opinion here for me just because the numbers move so much.
20 seconds for this. Anything on either of these two games? Chargers 3 at the Jaguars, 43.5. Brock Purdy back for the Niners. San Fran 3 on the road in Arizona, 48.5 to close.
Of these, I'm most interested in playing the Niners. I think a lot of people will look at this line and be like, how are the Niners favored by 3? The Arizona injury report this week is one of the worst you'll see all year. It's not just that wide receiver with Marvin Harrison Jr. on the defensive side of the ball, defensive line, linebacking core, secondary. It's a mess for them. So San Fran is my only look out of all these games. That's the one that I kind of like.
Rob, I love when you come on the show. My gift to you for coming on and being you and being awesome is this.
Let the audience know. I am his boss, by the way. Let's set the record straight. He reports to me and does what I say.
Rob Pezzola, Pro Sports Bettor on the show. Forward Progress on YouTube and podcast form. All the bets for tonight coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to Olaf before we wrap up the tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us on the show. One is the employee, one is the boss. Rob Bazzola is Joey Kanish's boss, as he just let us know in the last segment. Both of the Hammer, thank you to Rob Bazzola. Thank you to Joey Kanish. Our executive producer, the one, the only, Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, the legendary Tyler Morales. Our engineer, the immortal Jake Hassan. Our video producer, Mike Brown. And our associate producer, the wonderful Addie Bates. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring Brad Evans, who's not here. I don't know what the hell's going on with Brad. And Brad's co-host tonight, oh, you know him, you love him. His dedication to You Better You Bet never wavers. We will take a trip to the island in moments. The great Femi Abebefe. Do you want to do an hola amigo, like bartender pour us a drink, or no?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm hoping to get that at the top of a BetMGM Tonight. Didn't know that Brad would not be making it to this one, so I'm a little concerned. Only half kidding there. But yeah, it's good to be here. Thursday Night Football, not the greatest game on paper, but a game nonetheless, and a bet that I have in the game, so we'll be sweating it out.
I would love for you, and like, how long do I get to keep you here? Because you have to go and do the next show, just so I know.
Until about 48. You got me till 48.
Okay. I would love for you, please, to react to this piece. So let me set the stage. So we have Kanish on the show last hour. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember what the question I asked him was. I think it was whatever, like give us whatever your favorite better. Some whatever. And he made this noise.
What is that? My thoughts are he might be constipated or might need to use the bathroom. I don't know what's going on, but he sounds ill. Is what he sounds
now. Like. Now, Jake, can you play Romo and Kanish back to back, please?
Is that what Kanish was going for? He was going for the Romo sound.
So I texted him when we went off air. I told the crew I was going to. I texted Kanish.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that a Tony Romo impersonation you did at the end? He wrote, LOL, it wasn't purposefully, but let's just roll with it that it was. So I don't think he did it purposefully. Which one?
I love our guy, Kanish.
Which is creepier of the two? Play them again, please, Jake, back to back.
I mean, Kanish sounds sick, so I gotta go Tony Romo. Kanish sounds like he's like actually ill. With like the, I'm like, do you need to throw up? Do you need to use the bathroom? Pepto-Bismol
needs
to be involved.
What I said is he's like someone who like gets like punched in the stomach really hard. And when you get punched in the stomach really hard, Jake, you make this noise.
I feel like I've heard that noise in the bathroom stall here in Vegas before. So
that is absolutely atrocious. Also, like, take a trip, hang out in New York City for a weekend. You'll hear that noise. You don't need to be in a bathroom stall. You can be on the sidewalk and someone's making that noise. Good luck, Mom Donnie. We'll get the mental health professionals down to clean the streets. It's going to be awesome. We'll get to Femi's island in a moment here, but any other, I know you want to save like the card for the top of BetMGM tonight. Mm-hmm. You said you had a bet though for Patriots Jets, the side or the total. What do you got in that game? And then we'll get to Femi's island and then I'll take the rest of it.
Yeah, it's one that we talked about on Monday when we're looking at the look aheads for week 11. I laid it with the New England Patriots, got a better number that's currently available. I laid 11.5 at 13. It's like a small lean to the New England Patriots. I just don't know how the New York Jets are going to score in this game. And if anybody watched that atrocity of a football game last week against the Cleveland Browns, it was all the special teams. As long as you don't give up these big returns like the Browns did, the Jets can't move the football. Fields had like 50-something passing yards. So if that's the offense that they're going to be deploying out there, I think New England's going to have their way. And even if New England's not dialed in on offense, they could win this game 20-3. They could win it 26-7, something like that. So small lean to the Patriots at -13. You want to put a half unit, quarter unit, but I'm in on New England. Laid it earlier in the week. I love the Patriots tonight.
All right, so we have to respect Femi's time as much as I'd like to keep him really long here. We can't do that. Femi will be on with Brad Evans tonight, leading the charge, BetMGM tonight. So check it out, Femi and Brad Evans, BetMGM tonight when we go off the air here on You Better You Bet. So as we bid Femi adieu, let's take a trip to the island.
Foxborough for Thursday night football between the Jets and the Patriots. And for gangrene, there's no Garrett Wilson tonight over the next four games. But let's go with a guy who will get as many targets as Justin Fields allows. Pedigree will reach pay dirt tonight as Mason Taylor finds the end zone at 15-1 over at BetMGM. And for the New England Patriots, well, I tried to tell you so. But I guess you didn't know.
I had
as
this
the sad
bit ready.
Story goes.
I was going to do this later.
But now I got the flow.
Damn it.
The Femi's Island and the Prop King are in simpatico with Mac Hollins as the return of the Mac with back-to-back touchdowns in two consecutive games. Give me Mac Hollins at 12-1 to be your first TD score. So it's Mason Taylor and Mac Hollins. And I'll see you on the island and at the top of the hour with BetMGM tonight.
All right, you have a good show. Like I did it on a couple of radio stations today, like the Mac Holland, the return of the Mac bit. Oh my God!
My friend. You lied to me. See you from 7 to 11.
Femi coming up on BetMGM tonight. Well, it's really 7 to 10, and then they re-rack the last hour. It's kind of a dream. Really, it really is. What does he say besides for oh my God? So it's like, oh my God, up and down, watch my flow. All right, we'll give some bets now. Before we do that, actually, let's bring Bill Zimmerman on, our executive producer. Bill, what do the real ones have to say about tonight? Their best bets for the Jets and the Patriots.
All right, Nick, let me jump in here. Let's start with Frankie D, who says May over 5.5 rushing attempts. May's averaging 7.8 rushes a game over his last five. I feel the Patriots will be in the lead and most of the game leading to some designed runs on top of just his pure scrambling ability. Takes by Levy says Jets first half money line plus 380. His reasoning, zig when others zag. Rob G, how about this one? Post game prop. Aaron Glenn blames Rich Samini for the three interceptions Fields throws, minus 125. And your guy, Sal Licata, jumps in. Alternate
Love
spread,
it.
Pats minus 20. I've got one more for you, Nick, as we head to your bets from Brad Evans. Stephon Diggs, anytime touchdown, plus 135. I'm out!
That is pretty good. So it's Brad texted that. Brad did a journalism class at the University of Illinois. So yeah, I mean, who cares about where? You know what? I'm sure those kids, like they will be like, you know, like we got like the next Dan Rathers in that class, I'm sure. Like the next Cronkites there, listening to Brad Evans talk about journalism. Great job on the show today, Brad. I mean, Bill, with the Stephon Diggs anytime touchdown. All right, let's and Brad and Femi, in all seriousness, make sure you check them out. Brad and Femi coming up after us on BetMGM tonight. All right, let's get to the bets. Jake the Snake, please drop the dope ass beat. All right, we want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM, download the app, and please gamble responsibly. Okay, one bet for me in the NBA, one bet in college basketball. In the NBA, give me the Raptors plus 7.5 on the road in Cleveland. Like, we bet Cleveland last night. The Cavs actually, like, trucked the Heat in pretty impressive fashion. Cleveland, like, will have some of their players back tonight. Like, Donovan Mitchell's playing, Evan Mobley's playing, but Darius Garland's out, Lonzo Ball's out. And Donovan Mitchell's been great, obviously. The Raptors' defense has low-key been great. I'll take the points with the Raptors tonight. Toronto, plus 7.5. And in college hoops, big game of the night, I will take 3.5 with Purdue. I think everyone else loves Alabama that I deal with. I'll take the 3.5 with Purdue, back it up with a Purdue money line wager. Small bets for me, fact-finding mission earlier in the year in college basketball. I think Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer can try and control the tempo of this game. All right, side in total for Thursday night football. I was going to say Monday, then Sunday, and I worked my way into it eventually. Patriots 13. against the Jets. That looks to be the close at MGM. Total of the game is 43. A.D. Mitchell will make his Jets debut. He is active for this game. Otherwise, Ramondre Stevenson, Kayshon Boutte, Austin Hooper all out. We knew that already. I'm actually going to pass this game side and total. If I had to bet it, I would lay the Patriots. But I don't feel like laying 13. I think the time to lay New England was earlier in the week. Credit to Femi. He was able to do that. I think he bet 11.5. I think if you're betting the game now, like maybe the Jets at 13, it's such a big number on a short week. I think the Patriots cruise to victory. I don't feel like having money on the side of the game or the total. I will pass, but I will have some props. And we get to that now. As the prop king descends down from thy royal throne, traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony, to gaze down upon you, our adoring fans, with prop bets for Thursday Night Football.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos.
All hail King Costos.
Worship me, clowns. Jake, you can just bring the music down all the way here. Now, I had this bit planned and Femi kind of stole it, but I'm not going to let it steal my thunder. Are you ready? Well, I tried to tell you so, but I guess you didn't know. As the saddest story goes, baby, now I got the flow. Cause I knew it from the start, baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to come again and show you that I'd win. You lied to me. Listen, with Kayshon Boutte out last week, Boutte, Bubba Sparks and Mark Morrison should start a band together. Matt Collins, team high in routes run and targets, went over 100 yards. We're going to go over Matt Collins' receiving yards tonight. 39.5 was the number at BetMGM. So Matt Collins over receiving yards. And one anytime touchdown for me, you know what it is already. I love me some A.D. Mitchell. He'll make his Jets debut. He's at a huge price to score plus 950. A.D. Mitchell, anytime touchdown. We'll see you tomorrow on a Phenomenal Football Friday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.